my friends. Today we're going to dive into something powerful and transformative, focusing on God rather than our problems. Life throws all sorts of challenges our way. But I want to remind you that when we shift our focus onto God, incredible things can happen. So, let's explore this together. So keep watching until the end, and don't forget to leave your comment with Amen. My dear friends, life is filled with good times and bad, unexpected changes and surprises, and yes, problems. From the moment we wake up in the morning to the time we lay our heads down at night, we encounter a myriad of challenges. Some are glaringly obvious, like the looming shadow of financial struggles that weigh heavy on our minds. Others are more subtle, like the nagging feeling of not being where we want to be in our careers, or the strain of trying to maintain healthy relationships. Consider the financial burdens many of us face. Whether it's making ends meet, paying off debt, or saving for the future, money can often feel like a constant source of stress. Then there are health issues, our own, or those of loved ones that can shake us to our core. The fear, uncertainty, and pain that accompany illness can be incredibly difficult to bear. And let's not forget about relationship conflicts. Whether it's with family members, friends, or significant others, disagreements and misunderstandings are an inevitable part of human interaction. They can leave us feeling hurt, angry, and alone. But it's not just the big stuff that gets to us. Sometimes it's the little annoyances, the traffic jam on the way to work, the spilled coffee that stains our favorite shirt, the computer glitch that derails our carefully laid plans. These seemingly insignificant hiccups can add up and chip away at our patience and resilience. So, problems are indeed a part of life, woven into the fabric of our existence. They come in all shapes and sizes, from the mundane to the monumental, and they have a way of piling up and weighing us down if we let them. But here's the thing, while we can't always control the problems that come our way, we can control how we respond to them. And that's where our focus comes into play. My friends, as humans, it's almost second nature for us to worry. It's like a reflex. We encounter a problem, and our minds immediately start racing, trying to find a solution or envisioning worst-case scenarios. We replay the situation over and over in our heads, analyzing every possible outcome, and often we find ourselves feeling anxious, stressed, and restless. And you know what? It's completely understandable. Our problems have a way of consuming us, of taking up residence in our minds and hearts until they feel like they're all we can think about. They loom large, casting a shadow over everything else in our lives. And it's only natural that we would feel overwhelmed by them. But here's the thing. Worrying doesn't actually do anything to solve our problems. In fact, it often makes things worse. When we fixate on our problems, when we allow them to take up residence in our minds and hearts, we give them power over us. We become trapped in a cycle of negativity and fear, unable to see past our immediate circumstances. And not only that, but worrying can also have serious consequences for our health and well-being. It can lead to increased stress levels, weakened immune systems, and even mental health issues like anxiety and depression. In short, it's a lose-lose situation. So what's the alternative? How do we break free from the cycle of worry and find peace in the midst of our problems? Well, that's where our faith comes in. Instead of onto God, and when we do, we open ourselves up to a world of possibility, of hope, and of peace. So, shifting our focus onto God is the powerful alternative we have at our disposal. Instead of allowing our problems to consume our thoughts and emotions, we can redirect our attention to something far greater and more enduring, our faith in God. Think about it this way. When we fixate on our problems, they become the center of our universe. They dominate our thoughts, our conversations, and our actions, leaving little room for anything else. But when we intentionally shift our focus onto God, we're reminded of His infinite power, wisdom, and love. God is bigger than any problem we could ever face. He's the creator of the universe, the master of all things, and He holds our lives in the palm of His hand. When we turn our eyes toward Him, we gain a new perspective, a heavenly perspective that transcends our earthly troubles. And here's the beautiful thing. God isn't just some distant, uninvolved deity. He's a loving Father who cares deeply about each and every one of us. He's intimately involved in our lives, walking alongside us through every trial and tribulation. When we focus on Him, we tap into a wellspring of strength, peace, and hope that surpasses all understanding. So the next time you find yourself overwhelmed by problems, I encourage you to shift your focus onto God. Spend time in prayer, meditating on His Word, and communing with Him in worship. As you do, you'll find that your problems begin to lose their power over you, and you'll experience a newfound sense of peace and assurance in His presence. My friends, let's delve deeper into this concept of trusting in God's promises. Throughout the pages of Scripture, we find countless promises from God to His people. Promises of provision, protection, and presence. Promises of hope, healing, and redemption. These promises serve as an anchor for our faith, a rock, solid foundation upon which we can stand firm, even in the midst of life's storms. One of the most comforting promises God makes to us is His assurance of His presence. In Isaiah 41:10, He says, "Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." What a beautiful reminder that we are never alone, no matter what we may be facing. God also promises to give us strength when we're weak. In Philippians 4:13, the Apostle Paul declares, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." This verse isn't just a catchy slogan. It's a profound truth that speaks to the limitless power and grace available to us through our relationship with Christ. And let's not forget about God's promise of guidance. In Proverbs 3:5-6, we're told, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to Him, and He will make your paths straight." When we surrender our plans and desires to God and trust in His wisdom, He promises to lead us down the paths of righteousness and peace. But here's the thing. In order to experience the fullness of God's promises, we must first place our trust in Him. We must believe with unwavering faith that He is who He says He is, and that He will do what He says He will do. When we do, we're tapping into a well of infinite love and grace. Well, that will never run dry, no matter how deep we may draw from it. So, my friends, I encourage you to hold fast to God's promises, trust in His unfailing love, and rest assured that He is with you, strengthening you, guiding you, and upholding you with His righteous right hand. When you place your trust in Him, you'll find that no problem is too big, no challenge is too daunting, and no trial is too overwhelming to overcome. Now, my dear friends, let's talk about giving up control. As humans, we have this innate desire to be in control of our lives. We like to have a plan, to know what's coming next, and to feel like we're steering the ship. And when things don't go according to plan, when problems arise and our carefully laid out agendas are thrown into disarray, it can be incredibly unsettling. But here's the thing. When we cling too tightly to control, we're actually limiting ourselves. we're putting ourselves in a position of self-reliance rather than trusting in the one who holds the universe in his hands. And ultimately, that's a recipe for frustration, anxiety, and disappointment. Trusting God means letting go of our need to control every aspect of our lives. It means surrendering our worries and fears, and acknowledging that His ways are higher than our ways, and His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. It means embracing the unknown and allowing Him to work in His own time and in His own way. And let me tell you, that's not always easy. In fact, it can be downright terrifying. We humans like to be in charge, don't we? We like to have a sense of security and stability, and relinquishing control can feel like stepping out into the great unknown. But here's the beautiful paradox. When we let go of control and surrender to God, we actually find a greater sense of peace and security than we ever could have imagined. We discover that His plans for us are far better than anything we could have planned for ourselves, and that His grace is sufficient to carry us through even the darkest of times. So, my friends, I encourage you to loosen your grip on control. Trust in the one who holds the future in His hands, and rest assured that He is working all things together for your good. When you let go and allow God to take the wheel, you'll find that the journey is far more beautiful and fulfilling than you ever could have imagined. So, shifting our focus onto God opens our eyes to a whole new perspective, a perspective that has the power to transform how we view our problems and challenges. You see, when we're consumed by worry and fixated on our problems, it's like we're looking at them through a narrow lens. We can only see what's right in front of us, and everything else fades into the background. Our problems loom large, casting a shadow over everything else in our lives, and they can feel overwhelming and insurmountable. But when we relinquish control and focus on God instead, something incredible happens. We begin to see our problems from a different vantage point, a heavenly perspective. Suddenly, the things that once seemed so big and daunting start to shrink in comparison to the greatness of our God. From God's perspective, our problems are no match for His power and sovereignty. He is the creator of the universe, the Alpha and the Omega, and there is nothing that is too difficult for Him. When we shift our focus onto Him, we're reminded that He is in control and that nothing is impossible for Him. But not only that, focusing on God also reminds us of His goodness and faithfulness. We remember all the times He has come through for us in the past, all the prayers He has answered, and all the blessings He has bestowed upon us. And suddenly, our problems don't seem quite as overwhelming anymore. Instead of being consumed by fear and anxiety, we find ourselves filled with a sense of peace and assurance. We trust that God is working behind the scenes, orchestrating all things for our good, according to His perfect plan. And that, my friends, is a perspective worth holding on to. My dear friends, I want to leave you with a challenge that has the power to transform your life and bring you closer to God. The next time you find yourself overwhelmed by problems, and let's face it, we all will at some point, remember to shift your focus onto God. Instead of allowing your worries and fears to consume you, turn your attention toward the one who holds the universe in His hands. Trust in His promises. Remind yourself of His faithfulness and goodness. Remember that He is with you, always, guiding you, strengthening you, and upholding you with His righteous right hand. And when you place your trust in Him, you'll find that your problems begin to lose their power over you. Relinquish control. Let go of the need to have everything figured out and surrender your worries and fears to God. Trust that He is working all things together for your good, according to His perfect plan. and know that He will never leave you nor forsake you, no matter what you may be facing. Find peace in His presence. Take time to seek God in prayer, in meditation, in worship. Allow His peace to wash over you, filling you with calm assurance and strength. And remember, no matter how fierce the storm may rage around you, you are never alone. God is with you, offering you His peace that surpasses all understanding. So, my friends, I challenge you to choose faith over fear. Trust in God's promises. Relinquish control and find peace in His presence. I guarantee you'll be amazed at what happens when you do. May God bless you all abundantly as you journey in faith. So, my beloved, if you have been touched by the message shared today, I encourage you to spread the love and the hope you've received. If these words have resonated with you, if they've stirred something deep within your heart, then I urge you to share them with anyone you know who might benefit from them. Share this message with your family, your friends, your co-workers, anyone who could use a little encouragement and inspiration. You never know how far reaching a simple act of kindness can be, or how much of an impact it can have on someone else's life. And if you feel compelled to do so, I invite you to leave a comment below, sharing your thoughts, your reflections, and your experiences. Your words have the power to uplift and encourage others, and they serve as a testament to the strength of our faith community. Finally, if you haven't already, consider subscribing to stay connected and receive more uplifting messages of faith and hope in the future. Together, we can continue to spread God's love and light to every corner of the world. Now open your hearts to pray with me. Dear Heavenly Father, I come before you today with a heart full of gratitude for all the blessings you have bestowed upon me. You are a God of love, grace, and mercy, and I thank you for your unfailing love and faithfulness. Lord, I lift up to you all the problems that I'm facing right now. I know that nothing is too difficult for you, and that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that I ask or think. I pray that you will give me wisdom, strength, and courage to face these challenges. Help me to trust in you and not in my own understanding. Father, I also lift up to you my financial situation. You are the source of all provision, and I pray that you will provide for all my needs according to your riches and glory. Help me to be a good steward of the resources you have given me and to use them for your glory. Lord, I pray for healing in my body, mind, and soul. You are the great physician, and there is nothing too hard for you. I pray that you will touch me with your healing hand, and that you will restore me to full health and vitality. I also pray for those who are sick and in need of your healing touch. Please comfort them, strengthen them, and bring them to wholeness. Finally, Lord, I pray for your protection over me and my loved ones. You are our shield and our fortress, and we put our trust in you. Protect us from all harm and danger, and keep us safe from the attacks of the enemy. In Jesus' name, I pray all these things, knowing that you hear me and answer my prayers according to your will. Thank you for your love, your grace, and your mercy. Amen.
Don't you deserve a Medicare plan you can count on? Well, you can count on a Medicare Advantage plan from United Healthcare. Enjoy reliable coverage and low out-of-pocket costs with a Medicare Advantage plan from United Healthcare. And if you have a chronic condition like diabetes, chronic heart failure, or a cardiovascular disorder, you may qualify for a United Healthcare Complete Care plan with plans that fit your life today and as your needs change tomorrow. Find out more about United Healthcare plans at uhc.com/Medicare.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.